50 years after the final Harry Potter book, Harry Potter is now headmaster of Hogwarts, ready to usher in a brand new generation of witches and wizards. My name's Radio Mike, and I love Harry Potter. In fact, I love Harry Potter so much that when I was a kid, I wrote a series of 7 Harry Potter fan fiction novels. This is book 3 in that series. Welcome to Harry Potter and the Commentors from Azkaban. Everyone, welcome to Harry Potter and the Boys, a fan fiction podcast by me, Radio Mike. I'm pointing with my middle finger, and if you're on the Patreon, you'll understand why. Sam Garlep, welcome.
Wow, bloody great to be here, Mike. And I feel like you almost did a bit of a roll of the R on Radio Mike. Radio Mike.
Did I actually?
Oh, not quite. But radio. I think you should start doing that. Lean into your
Radio Mike.
Lean into your heritage.
Yeah.
Radio Mike.
It's been a long time, man. And
hasn't it just?
Will we start by saying sorry to the listeners?
We are so sorry.
We're so sorry.
We're really sorry.
So a few people actually messaged being like, "Where's the episode?" I keep refreshing the feed and like. It's not there.
See, I had no personal feedback, which was fine. So then I just thought, oh, well, no one cares about little old man.
Yeah, no episode. Completely underestimated how long I was going to be away for and what date I got back. So
yeah,
we should have recorded one more episode. But you know what? Sometimes it's good to just have a week away.
But then I do think when you say oh, we should have recorded one more episode. Yeah. Then I think back to like that day that we recorded our last episode. We didn't have the mental capacity to if we had done another episode then, you guys would have just been like, what? Like, what would we have even talked about?
We were very, very tired that day, I remember.
I did get a message from an alert listener.
Oh, did you?
Being like, loving, what did they say?
Is this on Instagram?
Yeah, this is from Samantha Jane.
Oh, yes. She's actually the one who said, where's the episode?
Oh, damn.
Well, a few people did, but she's one of them.
Should loving HPATB, you guys should always bulk record because the chit chat becomes more unhinged each episode.
Yeah.
Which is true.
I think I remember in the bulk recorded ones, there were points where I was like making a reference to something that happened that we said like 2 episodes.
You were.
Being like, was that this episode?
And it wasn't. Because, like,
yeah.
Because you know, as about last week or the week before.
Yeah.
Actually not last week, I guess. The week before. I was like, you know what? I'm starting to miss this. Starting to miss you, Mikey.
Ah.
So I thought, I bet I'm going to listen to the episodes.
Yeah.
And I bulk listened.
Oh, yeah. I don't usually bulk listen. I don't usually listen to this podcast.
Yeah,
at
no,
all.
But I was just like, oh, look, I'm missing the chit chat.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And the callbacks are all over the shop. You're doing callbacks and stuff that was in the Patreon on an episode that we didn't do. And so was I.
Yeah, we were a bit all over the place, but it was good. I listened. I actually did listen to them as they were coming out while I was in Japan and was laughing a lot. There was one thing I lost my shit at and I actually stopped to tell Claire what it was.
Yeah.
I can't actually remember what it was.
I'm glad you stopped to tell me that you told Claire.
What was it? Maybe I should ring Claire, but she won't remember because I feel like she shuts off.
What else? Oh, and I was actually think it was funny when, as they were scheduled to come out, I was listening to that of like, you know, how you might be you might be dead.
Yes, yes. A few people said, hopefully you haven't died. But also, one episode came out a day early.
Imagine that one didn't. Imagine it. Do people think you were dead when this one didn't come out?
Say we'd just keep rolling everything out?
Yeah, we ran out. Yeah.
One episode came out a day early, but I just like allowed that to happen. But
I did notice that.
You know, I've made a few mistakes. That's what happens.
Oh,
right.
Yep. I mean, like, think about over your life how many mistakes you've made.
Yeah.
Countless.
Billions.
So many.
Yeah.
But I mean, I guess welcome back from Japan.
Thanks, man. Yeah. I had a really good time. Couple things. I did look for Harry Potter books in bookshops.
Yes.
Found them. End up buying one though because I was slightly short on money for a reason I explained to you before the show.
I was waiting on.
I was like,
which is nothing sinister.
I was honestly like, what are you talking about? I'm like, that you ran over that person and you had to get the person to bury it and chop it up.
No, I should allegedly have had money. I should have had money.
I now know why you didn't. Yes. Yeah, yeah. Sorry, it was a completely innocent mistake. And also, you seem to have spent it on that T-shirt.
I bought a few T-shirts.
It says Shibuya.
Shibuya.
Shibuya roll call.
My name is Pam.
Yeah.
Is that from, that's not from The Office originally though, right?
It must be a standard thing they do in like
America.
Yeah.
Right. Yeah. Well, let us know, Americans.
They're pretty good on The Office. I know that's a scripted show, but if they do that in general, that's a lot of pressure.
Lot of pressure to perform.
Because it's like,
do it now. Shibuya. Yeah. Shibuya.
Then you go, Shibuya roll call. My name is Sam.
Sam.
I've got a mic. I like impressions.
Impression.
Of a bike. That's me.
Shibuya.
Shibuya roll call.
My name is Mike.
Yeah.
I like to trike.
Yeah.
On my bike.
Yeah.
But it's a bike.
Bike.
How could I try?
What?
On a bike.
Shibuya.
Yeah, now you do one. Shibuya, the listener. Shibuya, roll call.
Yeah.
Shibuya. Yeah, well done.
Okay, really well done. I liked it. Ours were really bad.
Yours was great, listener. Well done.
Yeah, really well done. Oh, God, it's hard to do them, isn't it?
Yeah.
You have to think of them ahead of time, I guess.
Yeah, yeah. One quick update I found out yesterday.
We're bad at improv, aren't we?
Yeah.
God, that was terrible.
I had to go to the computer shop yesterday. Amy's boyfriend, Andrew, no longer works there. Because I sent him a message and he was like, I don't work there anymore.
What happened?
Don't know. Maybe he can write it in. Or Amy, ask him.
I don't think he was fired.
He was really good at his job.
Yeah,
okay. I vouch for him.
Was he too good? And he was maybe making the made, boss made a power play.
Yeah.
And the boss was like,
staged a mutiny. Yeah.
He's a bit like, hey, I want to make some changes around here to make things more efficient. No, who do you think you are?
Yeah, yeah.
Wow.
Don't know what happened. Could be anything.
Maybe he corrupted some files of some people's video of their live show. And.
Yeah, both of the live Harry Potter and the Boys shows we filmed, but we don't have the footage. They're just corrupted both times, which is a big shame. Another thing for Japan.
Yeah.
Thought about buying you a gift/souvenir.
Oh, that's nice. What is it? Where is it?
Well, I didn't end up getting it.
What?
Well, I decided to do you think this would have been worth $8?
Okay.
So I was up.
So this is like a game.
Yeah, this is the game. Listeners do it as well. What if I had done this and it cost me $8, would it have been worth it?
Okay, here we go.
So I was at this shop in Akihabara called Super Potato. It's like a retro gaming shop.
Okay. Super Potato. Super Potato in
Akihabara.
Akihabara.
Yeah.
Don't be confused with the Super Potato in Kyoto.
Yeah. I think there is one. It's a chain. And so I just went in for my own personal looking around, you know, and stumbled across, I actually took a photo of it. So maybe I can show it and you can describe it.
This is going to be just as good as receiving the real present. If you're in doubt ever of buying someone a present, take a photo of a present and just show them that and see if they.
Sorry.
Because I guess most of the dopamine comes from looking at the present.
Yeah.
Wow.
You keep talking because I'm just going to quickly. Oh, is this it? No, that's not it.
I love every. I know it's been like 5 weeks, but every time whenever you say keep talking, you then just take up the entire feed.
Okay, so I thought about buying this.
Oh, wow. Okay, so what I'm looking at is. It's an EA Games game on what console?
It's a Nintendo GameCube version of, I don't know which Harry Potter game.
Wow.
I'm sure we could translate it, but it looks like probably one of the first two Harry Potter games on, on Nintendo GameCube.
Wow.
Japanese
version.
So I was going to buy it. It was 858 yen, which is about $8.50 Australian.
Wow.
And then I was going to give it to you as a gift. And I thought that would be pretty funny, but would it be as funny if I just explained that I was thinking about doing it?
You know what? Well, I would have, I mean, only thing is I would have had to source the GameCube.
Well, that's the other thing. And
so I think Mel's family has one somewhere.
Yeah, but they're region locked. So you would have had to have bought a Japanese Nintendo GameCube.
To play that.
To play that.
That really would, I would have struggled.
Yes. And it also looks like these character models of Ron, Hermione and Harry on the front, they don't really look heaps like Daniel Radcliffe. Rupert Grint.
They're quite good.
They're a bit off.
I'm kind of looking at it. But as in like, they're quite good though. But
yeah, but they're just a little bit off the real actors.
Why is that?
I don't know. They actually kind of look more Japanese. Harry looks quite Japanese.
I'd say he's got, anyway. And Ron looks more feminine.
Yeah. It's really weird. Maybe I'll post it on the Instagram and someone can tell us which it is, because it's Todd? The title is in Japanese. Yeah.
Well,
Harry Potter.
Harry, yeah, it is.
And then To, and then a bunch of kanji, which is the hard Japanese.
And that's No, isn't it?
That's No.
Well, I remember things.
So it's something, No something, which could be anything, but that's not the bomb.
It's probably like the something of something.
Yes. the real bombshell.
Was that worth eight?
Would that have been worth $8?
I'm going to lock in my answer of no.
Okay, cool.
But the thing is, I really then would have liked you to then go, okay, if I'm not going to get Sam that, I'm going to spend $8 on something else for Sam.
Well, I did give you that Kit Kat got here.
That's true. I got a Japanese Kit Kat.
So, yeah.
Oh, well, thanks for that, man. I got you a half full Santa Vittoria sparkling Italian mineral water.
Thank you for that.
And it's kind of gone flat already because I drank a lot of it.
That's okay. But the real bombshell I found in Japan that is going to blow you and everyone's minds.
It's going to blow us all.
It's going to blow you away. And I'm going to talk about it probably on my other pod as well maybe on YouTube. So go follow me there. But I'm walking through the same bookshop where I was looking for the books and I saw something quite interesting, which was in Japan, they have a lot of manga, which are basically Japanese comics. Yeah.
Yes.
And
I forgot I had to respond for a minute. I haven't done this in a while.
This piqued my interest. I saw this.
Okay. So it's Mashle?
It's Mashle.
Oh, Mashle. Lol.
It's a manga called Mashle.
Yeah. And there's a guy with blue hair, but he's definitely in robes and got a wand.
It's a guy in blue hair, in robes, school style robes, holding a wand.
Mashle.
I then investigated Mashle.
Mashle.
It is a manga about a boy with a lightning shaped mark on his face who goes to a magic school.
Oh my God.
To learn magic.
That is amazing.
He plays a sport called Duello, which is exactly Quidditch.
No way.
Where they shoot a ball through hoops.
Is it actually three hoops?
There's only one hoop, so they changed it a bit. But it's on like essentially the Quidditch pitch.
Yeah, I'm looking at picture. Mark's showing me artwork from
the... The school robes are almost identical to the Gryffindor robes.
Red and yellow or red?
This is the teacher who does the sorting. It is just Professor McGonagall.
It certainly is.
And instead of the sorting hat, they have the sorting unicorn skeleton.
It's a unicorn skeleton. That is way more badass than a hat.
Don't you reckon that looks exactly like Professor McGonagall?
Yes.
Yes.
Yes. Like, yeah,
okay.
Yeah.
This is the headmaster of the school. Describe the headmaster.
Okay, guys. Picture Dumbledore in a blue hat.
Yeah.
And that is literally exactly what is there.
That is the headmaster.
Wow.
It's literally just Dumbledore.
It's just Dumbledore.
These are the houses. They're a bit different, but one's an orca.
Yeah.
One is a bear and one is basically Ravenclaw.
It looks like a hawk.
Yeah.
But
they're in the same style as the Hogwarts
Those
ones.
Are almost like what we described in a previous episode.
Yeah, the shark.
With the
shackle tongue.
And an orca.
Yeah.
Why don't we think of that?
This is the school they go
to. Just quietly on the orca thing. Is that a contentious thing for
the Japanese.
The Japanese.
Because they whale?
Yeah.
Don't know.
So as in like, wouldn't they be like, oh, look at this piece of shit?
Didn't see any whale meat over there.
Oh, disappointing.
This is the school they go to.
That is Hogwarts. That is a castle.
It is Hogwarts.
Designed exactly the same.
This is more Duello. That's like the Quaffle, I guess.
Oh, cool. Yeah.
And yeah. More similarities. There's a teacher that is suspiciously similar to Professor Snape.
Wow.
The rival character is a blonde-haired boy whose father is high up in the Council of Wizards.
Oh, my gosh.
And so basically...
I love this.
Without even anticipating it, I stumbled across... a Harry Potter rip-off manga that is quite popular in Japan. And the weird part about it, though, because I actually watched a few episodes of the show.
Oh, so there's a show?
There's a show based on it. And the weird part of it is it slightly subverts Harry Potter in a way because the main character, whose name is Mash Burndead or something, that's why it's called Mashal. So Mashal is short for Magic and Muscles. Mash Burndead can't use magic, but he has super strength. So he goes to the magic school and it's kind of like...
That is so funny.
It's kind of like what we've talked about where it's like, why can't someone just punch Voldemort in the head 100 times? So someone will use magic on him and he'll just go up and punch him in the face.
You're joking.
No, I'm not joking. So the whole thing is based like, he can't even actually use magic to fly a broom. What he does is he punches the ground so hard that the broom flies up.
That is awesome. But then doesn't it just come straight back down?
I don't know. Well, I don't know. Like, it was just weird. But
it is funny that then the cover of the book is him with a wand.
Holding a wand, yeah. So he pretends to use the wand, basically.
Yeah. But
it's so similar to Harry Potter. It is absurd. Like, Mashal, Magic and Muscles.
Well, I feel like we should at some point either watch an episode or read some. I know we're already reading a book on this podcast.
We should read Mashal.
We should.
We actually should.
Translate Summon.
Yeah, I would do that.
Yeah, I think we should.
Yeah.
Do you remember when I found that I believe the Indonesian.
Indonesian, yeah.
I think it was Indonesian.
What was it again?
I've forgotten, but it was a very funny version of Harry Potter.
Yeah, that reminded me of this.
God, I love that.
I just love that it's like so shameless. Like when I saw the Quidditch and I was watching it on the plane and Claire looked over and she was like, oh, that's just Quidditch. I was like, yeah. It's crazy. Everyone look it up. It's insane.
Mashal. That's awesome.
Shall we do the fanfic?
Yeah, I guess so.
Do you even remember where we let off?
Left off.
Left off, sorry. Yeah. 3, 2, 1, left off.
Yeah. Sorry, I'm really out of practice, aren't we?
No, we're getting there.
There was some big stuff going on.
Yeah.
They're in a cave for a lot of it.
I actually did get a lot of feedback that the last few chapters were like unbelievable. Like someone said, oh, it's like in real Harry Potter where like everything's confusing, but then everything somehow comes together at the end. And it was a lot like that. I'm pretty sure what happened at the end there was the Commentors had swarmed around Vladek.
Yep.
And Clownish Kimjiri for like the second time in two chapters had gone Avada Kedavra, but then it was like he was interrupted by something. And the last time that happened, it was Piano Jones.
And one of our predictions was it was going to either be Piano Junior or Piano Junior 2. Yeah, that's
We pick up on chapter 43, though, Sam. It is great to be back.
It's all it's
on
awesome.
This hell of a show.
Is that 10% battery left?
10% battery. Okay. Can we make it? you know, if not, we'll just get some Mashal up and
now,
watch some Mashal.
Because of course we're just as organised as always with the podcast.
Can I put out if there are any other? Because like I'm surprised I had never heard of Mashal and I just stumbled upon it in a bookshop, right? But if there are any other Harry Potter like knockoffs or like
we'd love that.
Yeah, honest parodies or just anything, send them in. We'd love to.
Yeah. That'd be great. We could read other.
Yeah.
Because I mean, you know, this is a fan fiction.
We're
obviously fans of the Harry Potter fiction.
Oh, actually, one thing. Did you hear that they are remaking all the Harry Potter audiobooks as full cast recordings?
Yeah.
What do you think of that?
But
they're casting actors for the voices, I guess.
Like, I guess that's fine.
Yeah, because I love the Stephen Fry versions.
Yeah, they're like, good.
And I'm like, would it be different without Stephen Fry?
And then do you think when they're recording that, it's like, well, might as well just do the whole movie.
Wait, what do you mean?
Oh, no, that doesn't make sense. As in like do the whole thing and film them. If you're getting actors.
But they're doing that for the TV show.
Yeah, they are. But
yeah. Anyway, it's pretty crazy.
I guess it would be, because sometimes Stephen Fry is like, he's like Dobby or he's like Molly Weasley or a bit funny.
Oh, you reckon?
Oh, that's funny.
His Dobby's not great. It's one of his weak points.
Yeah, it's funny.
Yeah, whatever. All right. We pick up with chapter
four.
Oh, well, on this show, we start by reading the title of the chapter set.
Well, I forgot that.
Can I read the title? I've never read the title. You always do it.
Just once. I don't know.
Okay, that's all right.
No, actually,
I don't want to break tradition.
No. Now the listeners need to hear it.
Okay.
Because so as always, Mike, we start by reading the title of the chapter.
Book? Oh, wait.
No, the title of the chapter.
Oh.
Which is.
Oh, sorry. Chapter 43.
You know what? I think I'll just do it.
Chapter 43, The Murderous Sacrifice. This is crazy.
That was good.
You should read it next time.
No, that was good.
I didn't like that.
But for those who didn't understand Mike's doing it, so it's chapter 43, The Murderous Sacrifice.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, sorry about that.
Okay, The Murderous Sacrifice.
Crazy.
Okay. So I'm just seeing if that makes sense.
I guess, is murderous an adjective? Like,
yeah, you can be.
It's like Osama bin Laden was a very murderous man.
Well, maybe so maybe he is the sacrifice.
Oh yeah, because he has popped up.
He has popped up.
Yeah,
and he is murderous.
He is murderous. But I know this is wrong, but in this book, he is painted almost as an underdog.
Yeah.
Even though you're rooting for him to escape.
Yeah, I hope he doesn't get caught.
Yeah.
He's made it all the way to Hogwarts, into a cave.
He's made it all the way into a fan fiction.
Yeah.
You know, that's the ultimate way of hiding. But yeah.
All right, here we go. The boys watched in slow motion as the killing curse spurted out of Clownish Kimjiri's wand toward Lockie. No! A familiar voice that the boys knew but couldn't quite place jumped in front of the killing curse to take it instead of Lockie.
Oh, no. Maybe. Oh, do you have a theory?
I'm just laughing. Hang on. So someone has screamed out no.
No!
And the boys like, God, who is that? We can't quite place it. But you can see them jumping in front of Lockie.
Yeah, but it's nighttime and everything's a bit frantic.
I just can't place
it. No, it's nighttime. I buy that.
But there's not much time to not place it. Yeah, who is that? Oh, it's...
Okay. I have a theory.
Mm.
Harry Potter is not headmaster anymore, but I reckon he'll become headmaster again in the next book.
By doing a heroic act.
Or has Neville taken the killing curse for the boys?
Let's hope so.
Oh, no, I love Neville.
Just kidding.
He's handsome.
You know, you'll never hear me saying this any other time, but I'm actually getting quite chilly in here.
Oh, me? I am too, but you always...
I'm always
you're
hot.
You're always pushing for the AC. I'm going to... It's.
But
it's,
we have now, you know, we're working our way into...
into winter.
Yeah.
You know what though? For a mid-May day in Melbourne, it is really nice outside
today. It is.
And I've got the blinds open and we're facing the window and the sun is just... It's just a nice...
It's lovely, isn't it?
Yeah. I really like it, guys. So... Mm.
Enjoy weather when you can. That's my recommendation.
Enjoy the weather.
Yeah.
All right. No.
Take the weather with you.
Everywhere you go.
Yeah. Okay.
I don't get that song because...
Everywhere you go, you always take the weather with you.
Is it? I think it's you always take the weather.
I think
he's saying it to someone.
Oh, I thought he was saying, hey, remember, always take the weather with you.
You thought it was like, oh, it's warm today. Wherever you go, take that warmth with you.
Wow, whereas maybe.
I thought it was, you know.
Also, maybe it's almost a negative thing.
What I read it as.
Oh, so it's like, you're like, oh, you always take your negative energy everywhere.
No, but I see it as like, oh, you know, when you're around, it's sunny. But then when you go away, you take the sun with you. That's how I've always read that song. Who's it by? Everywhere you go.
What's the verse like?
Can we just look this up?
I know but we haven't had a tangent in a while.
It's by Crowded House.
Yeah.
We should have known that, maybe.
Yeah, yeah.
So
the Seymours?
It's called, yeah.
That's Hunters and
Collective. No, I think it is also Crowded House. So one of the teachers at our school which we were talking about on the Patreon, her brothers were in Hunters and Collectors and Crowded House, and she was an English teacher. Was
Mark Seymour and other Seymour. Paul?
Phil, possibly? Paul? Yeah. So it's the song's called Weather With You, Everywhere You Go, but they have a lot of really good songs. Better Be Home Soon.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, sorry. Yeah.
What's Better Be Home Soon?
That's not, is that them?
Yeah.
You better be home soon. Oh, that's why I tell you. You better be home soon.
Something So Strong is by them.
Something So Strong.
And they also
carry us away.
One song that I actually think is one of the best songs ever written, Don't Dream It's Over.
Yep, great one.
Hey now, don't dream it's over.
Hey now.
Incredible song.
Hey now.
Why were we talking about that?
We were trying to figure out, I wanted you to figure out what that song was about.
Oh, yeah, sorry.
Take the weather with you.
Sorry,
yeah, weather with you. Going through their discography.
weather with you.
Do they do?
Maybe there is no. Oh, it's, there is no. Oh, yeah. So it's Everywhere You Go, Always Take the Weather. But then here it's Everywhere You Go, You Always Take the Weather.
Okay. So we're both right.
Let's unwind this.
Yeah.
This is verse one. Walking round the room singing Stormy Weather at 57 Mount Pleasant Street. Well, it's the same room, but everything's different. You can fight the sleep, but not the dream. Verse two. Things ain't cooking in my kitchen. Mm-hmm. Strange affliction wash over me. Julius Caesar and the Roman Empire couldn't conquer the blue sky. It's pretty messy. I don't know what it's saying.
I don't know what that's saying.
Yeah.
Couldn't
send
conquer
in
the
your
blue
interpretation.
Julius Caesar
and the Roman Empire couldn't conquer the blue sky.
I guess because they could conquer anything as they conquered it. Yeah.
Oh, because they could conquer everything.
But then they couldn't conquer this.
Maybe it's saying like the sky and like celestial bodies and stuff are just too big for us to conquer.
I probably wouldn't have used Julius Caesar in that.
Yeah,
because he did actually meet his end. But the Roman Empire also met its end. But
yeah,
eventually. But oh god.
Yeah. Anyway, well maybe we bookmark that for another episode.
Yeah. If you guys have any more Crowded House explanations or
yeah, just let us know.
Yeah.
All right. Let's go back to the fanfic.
Okay.
Here we go.
Now. So someone's jumped in front of the curse.
Who is it? We don't know.
Yeah. Now, in the Harry Potter books, the killing curse is often described as causing an instant death.
That's true.
But for the purposes of this, it just for some reason didn't. It was like a gunshot wound to the heart.
Oh.
The person who took the hit was just slowly dying after getting hit with the curse.
Okay. So they're like,
I'm annoyed.
Well, that feels like the only reason Snape didn't get hit with Avada Kedavra. So there was a reason for him to be able to talk to Harry. Do you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah. Because Voldemort doesn't usually kill with Nagini.
No, but maybe he just wanted to... You suffer.
Yeah, yeah. But he didn't... Did he want Snape to suffer?
I don't know.
He thought Snape was a loyal servant. So, Yeah. Anyway.
Hmm.
Sorry, go on.
Well,
it's a mic line. Huh? Who saved you this time?
Said clownish Kim Jiri, confused about how every killing curse he shot seemed to be blocked or interrupted by something or someone.
Surely you're running out of people to sacrifice themselves.
The other thing I think is funny is that instead of asking this, saying, huh, who saved you this time? He could just go, huh, all right. Avada Kedavra. He could just say Avada Kedavra again. I mean, there's no limit.
No, there's not. So you could, if you miss, you just fire it again.
Yeah.
Anyway. Okay.
Don't look at me, I already saved the boys once, Piano Jones remarked, shrugging his piano shoulders.
don't look at me, I already saved the boys.
Didn't Piano Jones leave after the last chapter?
So, whatever. I imagine
he's
that's
back.
Just like he's like lifting up the keys on each end of the piano.
Yeah.
Simon Cowell walked into the scene.
So is he who died or no? No,
no, okay,
he's just walked in.
Piano, simply, where have you been? The show must go on. Do you want to be a star or not? You're not being serious. I'm giving you all the opportunities a piano could ask for. I have a trumpet I could... I've lost Simon Cowell's voice.
I like how you're doing it.
I have a trumpet I could be working with, but I've chosen you. Let's get you to the show. The fans are waiting. Come with me. I'll get you there in a flash.
How has Piano tracked him down?
I know, but I love that.
Sorry, Simon.
I don't know, but Simon Cowell's got a sentient trumpet he's meant to be working with.
Yeah.
All right, Simon, but how will we get to the show in time? Piano said. The Cowell-mobile. The Cowell-mobile. Simon Cowell pulled out of his pocket a large car that looked like his face, and Piano and Simon drove off, possibly never to be seen again.
I'm picturing like a...
To the Cowell-mobile.
I'm picturing like Thomas the Tank Engine style face in front of the car. Yeah.
And maybe the eyes open and that's where like Simon's little face is to watch to steer.
Yeah. I like that. Yeah.
That's
fantastic. The Cowell-mobile. Just get the Cowell-mobile. That's like you having a Sam, calling your car the Sam-mobile.
And I do.
Yeah, that's true.
And it has a big picture of me on it.
Yeah.
I love that. So they'd never be seen again, in brackets. They were, including in 6 sex scandals between the two of them and 1 propaganda scandal.
What's a propaganda scandal?
I mean, I guess they could be making propaganda.
Or distributing propaganda for who?
For a political movement. Yeah. And maybe the scandal is that it was misinformation and that I don't know.
Yeah. Don't know. We might never know.
But in this day and age, people don't get caught up in these scandals. They just keep lying. They keep
Trump, like Trump.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Yeah. Do you reckon Trump will win the election? I think he will. I don't want him to.
Nah.
Who will? RFK.
I believe I'll be voting for a third party candidate. Go ahead, throw your vote away.
Yeah, true. It doesn't make a difference who you vote for. Yeah. That's what they say in that episode.
Is that it? Yeah.
That's a Simpsons reference, right? Yeah.
Between Kang and
Kodos.
Kodos. Nice. And like, they're just referencing the political system there.
True. Yeah.
Because they're like, who doesn't? Well, it is because they're like, someone's like, well, I don't like any of these candidates. This is the US political system. I don't like that. I'm going to vote for someone else. Well, throw your vote away.
And
you have to choose one because ultimately, most people are going to vote for one of them.
Yeah. And the Simpsons is, you know, they're well known for their political and social satire. Yeah.
So if you don't want Trump, but you don't want Biden, but you don't want Trump more, you still don't want Biden, but you're like, well, maybe I'll vote for freaking someone else, another minor party or whatever. Like,
I'm pretty sure Joe Exotic's running.
Wow.
So why don't go vote for Joe Exotic?
No, but that's the point. The point is, don't vote for Joe Exotic.
Oh, okay.
Because then you're more like, then more people vote. Then your vote isn't even working against Trump.
Because in Australia, it's a different system. It's preferential, isn't it?
Mm.
So like if you vote, the party you vote for also has a distribution of what they want it to be.
Yeah.
And if you vote for them, but they don't get in, your vote goes to the one that they want best after them or something. Yeah, it's not like that in America.
It's complicated, but at least there's a system.
5% batteries.
Wow. Okay. We've
already lost 5. We better be home soon.
Okay. That's a good reference. Lockie looked down at the body dying at his feet while also looking at Vladek, who was still under the attack of the Commentors.
Oh no.
Ah, this feels unbelievably pleasurable. My penis is feeling sensations has never felt more intense than any vagina could ever provide. This is like if my penis was inside 10 vaginas at once. If only there was a way to capture this feeling without the sucking out of the soul part.
Yeah,
Ledeck could be heard screaming. 10 vaginas at once,
wow.
Boys, the body said. Seriously, this feels amazing. Oh my God, my penis has never felt pleasure of this magnitude. They all crowded around to see who had saved their lives. And really couldn't believe it.
Oh my God.
No, it can't be, Michael began.
Oh no.
It's almost like I'm dreaming with how good this feels in my penis. It's such a sensational sucking feeling that could never be replicated by a human, which is part of what makes it so good.
I wonder who it was. Sorry. Sam had to turn the page. And he turned the page and we've both read the first line on the page, which is the person who has, we assume, taken the fall for the
Which
voice.
I feel like now it doesn't say, it says it's said by Sam. I think this should be a unison line.
everyone would say it. Okay, yeah, do you want to say it together then? We'll just make a little retcon.
Yeah.
Okay, ready?
Paul, the local murderer! Paul, the local murderer!
Who first appeared in like chapter 3 and I don't think has appeared since.
Oh my God, a murderous sacrifice! Oh, we should have seen that coming! Did anyone see that coming?
Why has Paul, the local murderer, who, if you don't know, is the local murderer in the town the boys live in that I think Sam was friends with or something?
Hey, Paul.
Paul, g'day, Paul. How are you? Yeah, good, guys. Oh, just doing a murder.
Yeah.
Yeah, crazy.
What are you doing all the way out here, Sam? What are you doing all the way out here? Sam had a tear in his eyes. So just one tear spread across two eyes. He was good friends with Paul, the local murderer, a local muggle in the area the boys lived in that murdered people. Seriously, I didn't know my soul was going to be sucked out after this. If I didn't know my soul was going to be sucked out after this, I would be recommending it to literally all of you.
So there's like this chaos that in the midst of what's happening, the author is trying to show all these things are happening at once. So Vladek keeps interjecting.
Paul, why would you die for us? You're a murderer, not a murdered, said Michael. I think that's as good as I can read that.
Yeah, well, it's like you're a murder -er, which I think is like emphasize the -er, not a murder -ed, which is maybe,
oh, alas, boys, I've spent my whole life murdering. Sometimes a guy just wants to try something new. So Paul the local murderer said.
Paul the local murderer murders as like a thrill, it seems. Yeah. He's like, I'm just not getting the dopamine fix anymore. Yeah.
He wanted to try something new.
You know, and they say murder is a gateway drug to getting murdered.
Oh, I haven't heard that, but it does make sense. Paul, that's what Paul the local murderer said, whimpering as he took his final few breaths. But Paul, why being murdered? Why not knitting, hopscotch, tantric sex massages, or competitive speed eating? Asked Rob.
Fair question. Well, are you about to cry because of Paul?
Yeah, I'm getting emotional. No, I was suppressing a burp.
Okay, well, thank you.
If you really want to know.
No, that's good.
Competitive speed eating. Wow, was that even a thing back then? Thing in like 2009?
I don't know. All right.
I tried all. I'm trying to get Paul's voice.
I think you're nailing it. Just a normal guy who murders.
Well, I tried all of them. And in the end, I had to go back to the murderer's code. The most important part of being a murderer is being prepared to die for what matters to you most.
I'm sure Ivan Milat thought the same thing.
They all have a code. They all have a code. And I realized that you mattered most, boys.
I love this because it's like a character who never mattered at all. Who's the saving grace of the whole book. At least Piano Jones
I actually am a bit sad.
About Paul.
Yeah, because I kind of wanted him to keep popping up later.
Throughout the series.
Well, he's just...
Paul.
The truth is, Professor Potter asked me to watch over you boys this year. And I didn't do a very good job. I just showed up in the first few chapters and basically did nothing until I reappeared as a surprise appearance in this chapter to make the readers be like, ah, that's funny. Basically doing exactly what Piano Jones did. Two fake out deaths. Oh. But I owe Professor Potter. He paid me $8 muggle and set me up with several prostitutes, including one male prostitute, to allow me to experiment sexuality. No, was that a one? No, it's an L.
Sexuality.
Paul the local murderer said. Now, Professor Potter paid Paul $8 muggle.
Yeah.
With which he could have bought a Japanese GameCube game of this very story.
And given it to you. Oh, Paul.
Or essentially, you didn't buy me that game. Maybe you should just give me $8 and set me up with several prostitutes. Maybe. Including one male prostitute.
Well, how is he... So is he saying that the $8 paid for the prostitutes or Harry gave him $8?
No, to watch over the boys. He said, hey, look, watch over the boys this year. What can I give you? Well, I've got $8 and I know a few prostitutes.
And they all owe
Don't ask me how.
They all owe me a favour.
They all ask me. They all owe me a favour. So, okay. And Paul's dying at this point.
Yeah.
And because he's bloody taking a killing curse to the heart, and he's still going.
He's still going, yeah. Maybe the more you murder, the harder it is for you to get killed by the killing curse because your soul's so tattered. Maybe Paul made Horcruxes. We might see him again.
Oh, that would be good.
Yeah.
The Paul Crux.
Poor Paul.
Yeah. Okay, so Paul's saying that, then he's interrupted again. You should experiment with this. It'll make you question your sexuality more, and you'll only want to have sex with Commentors from now on, Vladek screamed.
And it does clearly take a long time for your soul to be sucked out. Because it's been at least, well, maybe because it feels kind of like the way to go. Us. It feels like it's been 4 weeks of this happening because we haven't done it. But
I mean, honestly, if you were like, oh, I'm going to die.
Yeah.
You might as well be like, well, why don't we get a Commentor in here? Once it's done with me,
yeah, but this is like how
get a close loved one, be like, look, and then after they suck my soul out, just avada kedavra,
just pull the plug. Yeah, I think, but that's sort of what people say about heroin. Let's just try it. We'll just try it once.
Oh, yeah, I have thought about that because some people on their they're dying on the death, like, oh, I'm just doing heroin, but what if it's terrible?
Yeah, what if you have a really bad time
and then you just die from that? You're like, oh, well, great,
that sucks. But I guess you'll be dead, so you won't really matter.
Anyway.
Don't worry.
Right. We're fighting the clock here.
Yeah, we're fighting the battery.
Professor Potter asked you to keep an eye on us. Oh, no, Professor Potter asked you to keep an eye on us, Luke said. But why? But Paul, the local murderer, was already dead.
Oh, valet Paul.
Years later, a shrine was set up for Paul, who was hailed as a hero for saving the boys. Even the family of his victims said that him saving the boys was enough for him to be forgiven. Now, I'm laughing at one part of this of, it's not the families of his victims. It's the family of his victims. So he must be the murderer. He's the murderer of a specific family members. It's one family and he's killed multiple of the members of it.
Yeah, cousins, nephews and nieces,
so
uncles.
I guess when Sam's saying, oh, hey, there's Paul, the local murderer, and he's so friendly that he's like, well, he's not going to murder me. He only murders the Johnsons. He only murders the Johnsons down the road.
Hey, Timmy Johnson. Oh, watch out. Paul, leave him.
Oh, gosh. Should have seen that one coming. Oh, well. Yeah, so it was enough for him to be forgiven by the family. Actually, that day became known as Paul the Local Murderer Day.
I love that he doesn't have a surname.
Yeah, I love it. In which everybody would dress up as Paul and get to do just one murder for free without any punishment in honour of Paul's legacy. And funnily enough, that was the day that Piano Jones killed Simon Cowell. Oh. But that's another story. A Piano Jones story.
I want a Piano Jones spin-off.
So do I. Wow, that is a massive reveal.
Yeah.
So I mean, through all what the Piano Jones and Simon Cowell go through, Piano Jones eventually
murders him.
Simon.
Well, we know he mentioned a few chapters ago, Piano Jones he's struggled with drugs. He's not handling fame. Yeah.
And maybe they were radicalized by some political movement and in that propaganda scandal. And that eventually drove Piano Jones to murder
his manager.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
As Paul shut his eyes and died, Sam began to cry. I almost think I will.
Yeah.
I always thought that one day. Sorry, the sniffs are in
the sniffs script. Are written, yeah.
Paul the local murderer might murder me. He said, bursting into extreme tears and hugging Dimmy. So fun. This is so great.
Why would you have wanted that? That's stupid. Because then you'd be dead.
Said Dimmy. Oh, yeah, said Sam, who immediately stopped crying, pushed Dimmy and said, get the fuck off me. Don't touch me. Dimmy could have had a friend. Oh, well. Oh, well. Too late. Oh, sorry, I'm reading.
Oh, yeah.
I forgot. I was like, who read there? Dimmy looked startled, got up off the ground, dusted himself off and simply said,
you know what? Signs point to Paul, the local murderer, probably would have been a gunter. He cares about his friend and works at the local cafe, Central Perk.
What the fuck?
No, because he was doing that in the last chapter, wasn't
he? Talking about friends.
He had the friends quiz. Which friends character are you?
So he's, okay, yeah. So it's not that weird.
But now
sorry, from my perspective, to the listeners, just the last time we talked about Dimmy doing the Friends quiz was about 5 weeks ago.
Yeah.
So to me,
you forgot about
it. I did forget.
He would have been a Gunter. I love that the Friends quiz does include Gunter.
Yeah, that is, yeah.
Because if you were doing the Friends quiz, which Friends character are you? And you didn't get like one of the main friends and you got Gunter, you'd feel pretty shit.
Yeah, so I like that.
Because I think that's the thing about Gunter is he wasn't one of the friends.
No, he wanted to be.
He wanted to be
with Rachel.
He wanted to be. He really liked Rachel. Mm. Don't blame him.
Yeah. Anyway, I'm also excited for Paul the Murderer, Local Murderer Day. Anyway. Mm. You know what I'm really angry about, Sam began? That my twin brother Tom abandoned me and went back to the dorm. I'm angry about it. Grr. Plot point.
Oh.
That's what it says.
Tom did leave in the a few chapters.
He said he was going to go masturbate.
Well, he said he wasn't going to masturbate heaps. Okay. Yeah. But that's interesting. That's interesting. Okay.
Lockie, you're running out of time, Cheeseman Damo said. You must use the Patrocom charm now. But Professor Damo, I'm not strong enough, Lockie said. Ah, come here, you beautiful fuck. You can do it. Cheeseman Damo grabbed Lockie by the face. And passionately kissed him.
No!
Hoping to increase his horniness levels in order to help him use the spell. I'm sorry, that was very inappropriate, especially for an HR manager like myself.
Yeah.
The HR manager of a school has grabbed a student and passionately made out with him, which is highly illegal.
And called him a beautiful fuck.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Here we go. There was an investigation, but it was found that in the heat of the moment, everything was okay. Wow, that's the legal system for you, isn't it?
It's the heat of the moment.
Yeah.
It's like, people dying.
We rule. It's like a war crime.
Yeah.
It's
just the heat of the moment.
Yeah, we won't punish the person, but whoever reported this, they'll get jailed.
Come on.
They'll get jailed.
Snitch.
Yeah. Lockie didn't know what to do, so he ran straight ahead to the Commentors, who swarmed around his father. Oh, bloody.
Wow.
Ah, this reminds me of your mother, Lockie.
Oh.
That's fucked.
Fair enough.
If they continued for much longer, he might never get a chance to speak to him and hug him, hold him, squeeze him.
Oh, that's a lot of stuff. Mm.
Pointing his wand at the Commentors and positioning it between his crotch area.
Yeah, because that's how you do it. Yeah.
Lockie thought of his horniest memory.
Oh, I wonder what it would be.
Sexpect! Lockie could feel the swarm of Commentors moving toward him quickly. It was now or never, but it was getting the best of him. His consciousness began to falter. Sexpecto Patrocum!
Ooh.
As Lockie's eyes began to close over, he saw a body appear next to him.
Lots of ambiguous bodies.
And used the Patrocum charm. So that
to someone else.
This is a lot like the lake.
It is.
Where Harry goes to do it and then he thinks it's his dad on the other side of the lake, but it's actually Harry.
But it doesn't feel like we're heading towards a time travel saga.
No, oh God.
If we're
at chapter 40 fucking 3 and we're about to get into a time fucking travel situation, I'm out. You know? Okay. So someone has done the Patrocom charm.
Yeah.
And says, not Piano Jones. Not Paul the Local Murderer.
Well, he's dead.
Not even Cheeseman Damo.
Okay.
The light was blinding and Lockie couldn't even see the face of who it was. He looked behind him. Cheeseman Damo, Clannish Kimjiri, Mr. Charger, Michael, Rob, Luke, Dimmy and Sam were all on the ground. Why?
Why? Because I think it's just so
it's
intense.
Oh no, the Commentors are moving away. Which is a good thing, but it means this exceptionally pleasurable sensation is going to stop. The sound of glorious humming and angelic singing began springing from the wand, which erupted an eruption of white, spelled, liquid, oozy gooiness.
Okay.
And similar to Professor Damo's gooey elephant from a previous chapter, a large gooey figure of a small tawny owl.
Oh!
Oh! Image.
The iPad died.
The iPad died at possibly one of the most crucial moments.
Do we leave it as a cliffhanger and read it next week?
I don't think we should.
Oh, so you want to? I'll just get the laptop because I mean, the laptop as well.
I think that's a lot to not read a full chapter.
We've never done that before.
The iPad ran out of battery. Wow.
Who would have thunk it?
That's incredible.
All right, now we go to the backup, which is the laptop. Next week I will charge the actual-
It's so fun. It, no matter what, we haven't had a podcast where a device hasn't run out of juice. Yeah,
we never just get a clean podcast where everything works. That's probably my fault. Yeah. I'm sorry, guys.
And you have to do like 10 edits.
We are pretty close to the end. We got so close. All right, go.
Oh my God, geez. It's big.
It's zoomed in a fair bit. Can we zoom it out? There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Yeah.
Flapping it's okay. So, the large gooey figure of a small tawny owl emerged, flapping its wings and soaring through the Commentors in a field of gooey light. The Commentors were dispersing, fleeing deeper into the forest in fear, with the soul of Ledek Slobodomanovich unsucked out. But the penis bloody sucked, I can tell you that much.
Hey.
And that is in the book.
That's in the book.
And then it says, hey, Dimmy, I'm so sorry to ask at such a crucial time, but can I just ask, who would I be in the friends quiz? Mr. Charger asks quietly in the background.
End of chapter.
Oh, so we don't find out who it is.
No, but like I love that.
Hey Dimmy, I'm so sorry to ask, but who do you think I'd be in the quiz?
All of this chaos going on. I'm so sorry. Who would I be in the quiz? Surely.
Oh, sorry. So we really just I thought the reveal was coming, and we. Wow.
It's good to be back. Bit rusty, but still good to be back. I'm rusty. You're always on point.
Oh, of course. A tawny owl.
Well, what?
No.
What?
Wait.
What? What?
Oh, wait. Is Hedwig a tawny owl?
You think it's Harry?
It could be Harry.
But his Sexpecto Patrocum would be a stag, wouldn't it?
That has come. Or true. Ron Weasley, Back from the Dead.
Ah.
Why? I don't know.
Okay.
Because he died like 3 books ago.
But there's like, yeah, okay. There's just like so many, there's been so many like, oh, and then this happened.
Yes.
End of chapter. But I like that.
Because who did we just have pop up just then?
Paul the Local Murderer.
Paul the Local Murderer.
Because before it was Piano Jones.
Yes, and before that it was Mr. Charger. Well,
it was Socky, then Mr. Charger.
Well, yeah, they're like, oh, but it's Socky's alive and it's Mr. Charger.
And then they survive because of?
Piano Jones.
And then they survive because of?
Paul the Local Murderer.
Now someone saved them and it was? And we'll never know.
We'll never know because this is the last chapter we'll ever record of this book. Mike
decided to finish the show.
Because Mike has passed away.
I've passed away.
And I've actually recorded this with AI.
If you are hearing this, I am dead. Yep. I want to leave my Mashal collection to Sam.
Thank you. That would be amazing.
And I want to leave my $1 million to... End of chapter.
Oh,
you'll have to wait till next week, guys. Thank you so much for listening. Join the Patreon. Sam, thanks for coming, man.
Oh, of course, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, all thanks right. for listening and thanks, Felicity.
And you know what? I'm getting really hot in here.
It is getting hot, isn't it?
Yeah. So take off all your clothes. I am getting so hot. I'm going to take my clothes. Goodbye, Amores.
Ladies.
Is that what?
That's a different song,
isn't
it?
Is that Justin Timberlake?
Yeah.
Nice.
I don't know what you're thinking about living with you.
It feels like something's heating up. Can I live with you,
ladies?
I don't know what I'm thinking about. Really living with you. Bye.
Bye.